You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us to New Orleans to explore the haunting history of the La Lurie Mansion.
In the French Quarter of New Orleans, there exist many legends, all kinds of creepy yet often unverifiable folklore, and the occasional story that is rooted deeply in history, with facts and events that are shockingly true, such as the case of a home located on historic Royal Street, the La Lurie Mansion. This is not a tale for the squeamish or the sensitive, no matter how historically accurate the events might be. Although some of the narrative sounds like it may have been sensationalized some, there is enough truth here to be upsetting and therefore, of course, intriguing. Louis and Delphine La Lurie built a magnificent 40-room house in New Orleans in 1832. And even contemporary New Orleans social accounts point to its reputation as a genuine showplace, a place where the high society of the Crescent City could meet and have great parties and galas. Delphine La Lurie was known to be an impeccable hostess and a very refined taste. Yet, almost immediately, rumors began to swirl about her private conduct, and particularly her treatment of slaves that she owned. It seems that this New Orleans Creole socialite had quite the dark side, and it produced the lore that is associated with this house to the present day. There were extensive slave quarters attached to the home, and public rumors about the mistreatment of slaves at the La Lurie residence were sufficiently known that it prompted several investigations of the property. Although initially these claims were dismissed by local authorities, in April of 1834, it is documented in city history that a fire broke out at the La Lurie mansion, and when authorities arrived, they found the kitchen cook chained to the stove, apparently in punishment. One account states that the 70-year-old house slave actually set the fire herself in a suicide attempt to avoid further mistreatment at the hands of Madame La Lurie. A New Orleans newspaper reported the very next day that when citizens attempted to enter the slave quarters to help rescue those trapped in the fire, they found, quote, seven slaves, horribly mutilated, suspended by the neck, with their limbs apparently stretched and torn, end quote. Upon inquiry, authorities learned that they had been imprisoned there under torturous conditions for many weeks and even months. The same New Orleans paper later reported that these slaves in question were put on public display so that the citizens of the city could see for themselves the horrific treatment to which they had been exposed. Public opinion in New Orleans turned violently against La Lurie, and the home apparently suffered significant damage from an angry mob reaction. What is unclear to us is what became of Madame La Lurie herself. It is claimed by many that she slipped away to a river dock under the cover of night, got aboard a ship headed back to her native France, and simply disappeared. Some reports suggest that she once had a gravesite marked in St. Louis No. 1 Cemetery in New Orleans, yet she also has a gravesite in Paris. Her death is surrounded in as much mystery as her life. The La Lurie Mansion is a popular tourist destination in New Orleans. It is particularly popular on the Haunted French Quarter tour, where there may or may not be some embellishment. The history, however, particularly in its early 19th century accurate context, is unfortunately all too real.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.